USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Opening a Capitol Hill briefing, House Republican leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, is calling a new rule allowing proxy voting unconstitutional.
For more than 231 years, never have we seen a proxy vote on the floor of the House. This challenges the Constitution only to protect and empower a speaker.
McCarthy also saying that as America is safely reopening, all members of the House should be at the Capitol. Former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb says it's unlikely there will be a COVID-19 vaccine available for the masses this year.
I think there's it's reasonable to have confidence that we're going to get a vaccine for this in the foreseeable future. I think we'll have to have one more cycle of this virus in the fall heading into the winter before we get to a vaccine. I really think a vaccine's probably a 2021 event.
Gottlieb speaking on CNBC. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I haven't got a cold in 2.5 years. My wife can't argue my track record because she's seen me not get sick. My daughter got sick over Christmas. My wife got it about 3 days after she left. I went through both of them, didn't get sick. I tell people I like to think my immune system is armored up and I'm able to repel these simple, stupid colds. And if it isn't that, then what is it? Because I'd get at least a couple colds a year. And what has changed in the last 2.5 years? The only thing I can think of is I'm taking my fruits and vegetables, you know, the balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The housing market remains hot during the coronavirus pandemic, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Applications for loans to buy homes rose 9% last week in America, the sixth straight week of gains, and they're up more than 50% since early April. The Mortgage Bankers Association saying total application volume rose by 2.7% last week, as refinance applications slipped 0.2%, as refis are still 176% higher than a year ago. The national average interest rate for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage edging up 1 basis point to 3.42%.
Things are continuing to heat up from Sacramento to Phoenix, with heat advisories in effect as above-average temperatures could reach 110 degrees in Phoenix for the next 2 days. That heat will shift east by Friday, making its way towards Texas, but temperatures out west will still remain above normal. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
President Trump is firing back at Twitter after it added a fact-checking label to two of his tweets in which he claimed mail-in ballots will lead to voter fraud. Former Vice President and presumptive 2020 Democratic nominee Joe Biden says he supports Twitter fact-checking the president's tweets, but time will tell if his tweets will be under the same scrutiny as the president's. Fox News legal analyst Judge Andrew Napolitano says Twitter will have a huge credibility issue if they don't fact-check both sides of the aisle.
Twitter will lose a lot of credibility. I don't know how much business they'll use because they really have no competition. But Twitter will lose a lot of credibility and make itself a target if they only fact-checked President Trump and not Joe Biden and not other leading, nationally known political figures who regularly use their platforms. So that criticism, in my view, is perfectly valid, ought to be made, and should be responded to by Twitter.
After criticism about launching cryptocurrency, Facebook said it's rebranding its digital wallet with a new name, Novi. Facebook originally introduced the digital wallet for the Libra network of cryptocurrencies to help people send money across the world under the name Calibra in June of last year. The digital wallet, now renamed and rebranded as Novi, allows people to send money as easy as sending a message in a standalone app or in Facebook Messenger.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.